The U of I must comply with the Freedom of Information Act request filed on behalf of Stephen Salida, who says his job offer at the U of I was unfairly withdrawn following his anti-Israel tweets. The U of I has repeatedly denied the FOI request for the emails, arguing that producing the documents would be unduly burdensome. Salida's attorney, Anand Swaminathan, says the issue was never about burden, but rather about access.
As a practical matter, to address the issue of burden, the university does have to produce these documents to be in a federal litigation. What the university is going to do, if they get what they want, they're going to produce them pursuant to a protective order. Whatever they produce in a federal litigation, they're not going to be available to the public, and that's what this case is about.
University spokeswoman Robin Kaler says there is a misunderstanding about the time it will take to make the requested emails available to the public.
We're talking about approximately 10,000 documents, and many of those are multiple pages. To actually redact them will take weeks and weeks.
In closing remarks, Judge Stefanis explained that the public has a right to know about the hiring processes of a state-funded university.
This court finds that it is an important public interest, the hiring practices of the University of Illinois, the freedom of expression in the university setting. I'm going to grant the motion in favor of the plaintiff.
Though Judge Stefanis acknowledged the burden of the request, he ruled that the university has adequate resources to bring on additional coordinators to make this information public. I'm Tiffany Jolly, Illinois Public Media.